This lecture by Trieringo, The Voice of Amar, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in July 2003.
Todos conhecem Moria, Mestre Moria.
Everyone knows Moria, Master Moria, who was in charge of the teaching series that was called Agni Yoga. Having bequeathed this teaching to the world, this entity Moria, or this ascended master, as you wish, expanded because due to that service he rendered, that worldwide service, myriads of consciousnesses reached his aura.
Então, é como se Moria,
therefore, it was as though Moria stopped being an individual
Amar,
to become Amar,
uma
to become
muito mais ampla,
a much broader consciousness,
cósmica.
A cosmic consciousness.
Então, nós vamos ver pouco de Amar,
so we are going to take a look at Amar,
Moria,
who formerly was Moria,
tudo que esta consciência inclui,
except that all that is included in this consciousness, this Amar consciousness, is almost all very mysterious to us, because it is very veiled, very concealed in numbers, in the names of planets, but everything very unclear.
Enquanto Moria,
because
dados,
whereas Moria
vezes
used to give us information that was sometimes
Amar
very precise,
nos impulsiona,
Amar gives
para expandirmos
us impulses
a consciência,
to expand our consciousness.
E as informações cósmicas, universais, planetárias,
and the cosmic, universal, and planetary information he gives
estímulos
us is merely
para que
a
nossa
stimulus
consciência se volte para isso
for our
e se
consciousness
aprofunde.
To focus on that and
então,
to go
é como
deeper.
Se Amar, quando
so it is
se
as though Amar,
de certo estado de consciência
having
passou
surpassed
a ser cósmico,
a certain state of consciousness
hoje
and having become cosmic, has taken on the mission today
humana,
to free us from this human consciousness, this individual egoic consciousness, so that we might grow a
e
little.
Pessoa diz que no livro A Voz de Amar,
someone has remarked
se fala muito em
that
lei.
The book The Voice of Amar
pergunta,
frequently mentions
é
the law.
Jesus nos deixou,
and this person is asking
outra?
If this is the law that Jesus left us
Quando
or some other law.
Lei,
when we say
única.
Law, it
existe
is the one law. There is only
cosmos.
One law in the
Agora,
cosmos.
Esta lei, ela é vivida,
now this
ela
law is lived,
níveis.
It is expressed
então,
on
é única,
different levels.
Mas nós
so there is only one law,
com ela,
but we can be related to it on different
é
levels of consciousness. It
nomes.
Is the same law with
é
different names.
Com
it is the same law
soluções.
With different solutions.
É a mesma lei.
It is the same law
nós,
serving all of us,
a todos nós,
applied to all of us,
o nosso estado,
according to our state,
o nosso grau de consciência.
And according to our level of consciousness.
Quando Jesus falava em lei, ele falava
when Jesus
logo
spoke
em lei
about
amor.
Law, he was speaking specifically about the law of love. Now this person has
Eles
noticed that Moria
lei.
Is not
Trata-se
referring to
lei.
The law of love.
Só
they are
Jesus
both speaking about the same law. It is the same law, except that Jesus was addressing our personalities. Our personalities need the law
então,
on the level of love. So Jesus was addressing our personalities.
Está falando
and
com
Amar
as nossas mônadas.
Is addressing our
e lá,
monads.
No plano das nossas mônadas,
and there, on the level of our monads,
amor,
a law such as the law of love has already been absorbed and fulfilled
é
because every monad is love.
Então, se Moria está nos trabalhando em nível de mônada,
so if Moria is working on
lei
us,
de amor.
At the monadic level, there is no reason to speak about the law of love, even though the word love might not come up in the books by amar. It might not appear, but it is there implicitly. He is addressing our monads.
Que quando Jesus falava,
so, when Jesus spoke, everybody listened.
Jesus estava falando com as personalidades.
Because Jesus was speaking to the personalities. So
Amar
everybody listened.
Está se dirigindo às monadas.
Is addressing the monads.
Então são pouquíssimos os que
escutam. So very few hear him.
Porque são pouquíssimos os que estão se identificando com a mônada.
Are identified with their
monads. Então, por isso que Jesus,
so this is why Jesus
tinha um público planetário.
Had a planetary following.
Tem um público muito restrito.
And Amar has a very limited following,
que estão
consisting only of those who want to discover
mônadas, conscientes.
How to be more conscious
é
monads.
É uma questão
That's all.
De tarefa.
It's a question of different tasks. The task Jesus had at that time was with personalities in general. And the task of
Amar
is with the monads. It's a question of tasks, but one thing is not higher than the other, and one is not different to the other. They are only different in our analytical minds, because in reality they are the same.
Que conheceram Jesus e que foram
Now,
trabalhados
some
por
beings
Jesus
knew
e foram
Jesus and
Jesus,
were worked on by Jesus and were taught by Jesus, not
Porque
only on the personality level, because he came to work with all the personalities
Mas,
of the planet, but this did not exclude
também.
His working with souls as well and his
também.
Working with monads also. Jesus was a
então,
master.
Aqueles que conhecem Jesus no trabalho de mônada são poucos.
Yet very few
Aqueles que
know
conhecem
Jesus,
Jesus
from his work with their monads.
Já é um pouco mais.
A few more know Jesus
Agora,
from his work
ele é
with
popular,
their souls.
E ele é conhecido em nível de personalidade.
But it is on the personality
assim
level that he is popular, that he is well known. So much so they point out where he was born, or they say who was his father or his mother and how he died. We don't really know if it happened that way. But that is where they are. That is on the level they are on. They say he held to the Last Supper and before dying he ate a meal with the apostles. That is the level on which he is known. So this is the personality level, even though there may be a lot of divine energy there, a lot of spiritual energy on that personality level that he also manifested. So Jesus spoke of the law of love to us who are on the personality level. When he speaks to our soul, who knows what law he's talking about? And when he addresses our monads, what law could he be presenting there?
Isto tudo é um caminho aberto para nós.
So all this is an open road for us. We are in an open school.
Nós não estamos cerceados a programas.
We are not enclosed by programs.
Então, se nós conhecemos um ensinamento
so if we have received a teaching at a certain level, if we are in contact with a teaching by means of certain codes, of certain commandments,
ou de certos livros sagrados,
or certain sacred books,
nós não temos que dar isto por terminado.
We should not consider this subject already complete. This was only a doorway
para um ensinamento que é infinito.
For us to a teaching
um
which is infinite,
que ultrapassa
a teaching
todos esses planos que nós
which
conhecemos,
goes beyond all these levels that we know. It traverses the intuitive level, the spiritual level, the monadic level, the divine level, the cosmic level. This teaching is infinite.
É isto que a voz de Amar está trazendo,
and this is what the voice of Amar brings us. It brings
respeito,
this with a certain skill, with respect, but it is bringing this for whoever wants to see
clara,
this pathway very clearly
precisa.
And very precisely.
O livro,
All one has to do is open the book
é claro
and one can see how clear
é
and
linear,
precise it is, how
é
linear and didactic it is. The
é
book has been
manual.
Called a manual.
Manual
it really is
caminho.
A manual for
Só
the pathway.
Que não é caminho que começa na personalidade,
Except that it is not a pathway that begins and
é
ends with the personality.
Infinito. que segundo a nossa dedicação a este caminho, segundo a nossa devoção,
and according to our dedication to this pathway, according to our devotion, according to our humility, according to our surrender, this pathway reveals itself ever more broadly. But we would have to have this willingness to let our energy of devotion flow. Because all of us have the energy of devotion. Devotion is the sixth ray. The sixth ray is implanted on earth. It is well grounded on earth. The sixth ray is the ray of Christianity. There is no one who has not been baptized by the sixth ray, because in 2,000 years of Christianity, there is no one who was not baptized by this in some life, on some level of consciousness. So we are all prepared to develop devotion. There are sixth ray souls. There are devotional souls. There are emotional bodies on the sixth ray. There are very emotional individuals who express the sixth ray on the emotional level. So the sixth ray, devotion, is very well known on earth. Right from the most foundational devotion up to the purest sixth ray, as in the case of Jesus himself, who was a sixth ray master. So nobody here on earth would lack devotion, because it is already so highly developed in people that all we have to do is recognize it. Now, humility, as we know, has not been very well developed. It is not very cultivated. But devotion enables humility to come forth and unfold, because through devotion, we end up contacting consciousnesses, beings, entities, saints, who are all at levels far more advanced than ours because of their devotion. So if you are devoted, if you apply your devotion, if you are devoted to someone who has more experience than you, to someone who might be a little more advanced, a little farther ahead, then you begin to receive the first seeds of humility, because those who are farther ahead should be a little more humble, because the farther along the path we go, the humbler we become. So when we say that we are going to have devotion for something beyond us, it is understood that we are contacting a certain level of humility through this devotion. And through devotion,
nós vamos entrando em contato com esta humildade,
we are going to relate to this humility. We are going to begin to develop this humility.
Chega num certo ponto,
and when this humility reaches a certain level, devotion recognizes it, and humility recognizes devotion, and they become united, they become bonded, they merge, and then we have a perfect surrender.
And when
our surrender is increasingly perfected, then through surrender we become more and more drawn towards and taken to other levels of consciousness. Because the other levels of consciousness and the higher energies are drawing us. But we cannot perceive all this because we are not humble. When we are not humble, and when we have no devotion, we tend to stay on the level where we are, because everything there is appealing to us. But without humility, how can we face this? Without humility and without devotion, how can you even accept leaving where you are to ascend to an unknown level, to an unknown situation, to a state you don't even know? We need devotion and we need humility. So this is fundamental according to the voice of Amar.
Agora, calar e observar são as duas coisas que a voz de Amar nos
now,
chama atenção.
The voice of Amma draws our attention to two things, to be silent and to observe. Now, in the voice of Amma, to be silent is taken to mean not to raise any expectations or to demand answers when we surrender ourselves. So when we surrender, we have to be sure to keep very silent and not to want an answer as soon as we surrender, to see some result right away. This is not surrender. This is the kind of surrender that emotional or mental people make, but it is not surrender on a spiritual level. Surrender on a spiritual level does not expect any response. It does not expect anything to happen just because the person surrendered. Do you see at what point the voice of Amma is speaking? So really, it has very few readers, not only because this is clearly stated, because it is the very energy of the book. Even when it speaks of other things, the energy is this. The energy is for you to keep silent, for you not to have any expectations, and for you not to demand anything, for you to be because you are meant to be. You have to realize that you are meant to be. There is nothing for you to demand. There is nothing for you to expect. And this is called to be silent. It's very different to being mute, isn't it, here on earth? It's very different to not talking, to having control over one's words. This is something else. To control one's words is an earthly quality. To control one's words is a quality for those who have a voice and who talk. So for them, to have their words under control is a great quality. Now, to be silent, this takes place on the inner levels, on the mental level. Your mind should be silent. Your mind should not be demanding any response. Your mind should not be expecting any state at all. It should simply be what it is meant to be, do what it is meant to do, and have no expectations, be inwardly silent. It must observe, to be silent and observe. To observe is another inner quality for us to become observers. Here, in this life, in this world, to be an observer is to look closely at what is happening, to what that dictionary says. To observe spiritually has nothing to do with this. To observe means to be very attentive and to perceive what is being asked of you. This is what to observe means. It's no use your even becoming like a telescope here if you did not discover what was being asked of you. If you did not observe, you are not an observer. You are just an eye that looks through the lenses, but you are not an observer. You become an observer when you see, when you observe what is asked of you, which is your participation in a plan of evolution. And whoever really observes this receives a baptism through it. The person receives a blessing there, which is for energy to become available to be what he or she is. So everyone who is in doubt or is in conflict or who claims to be an observer is an observer here on earth, but not a real observer. Because an observer sees what he or she is to manifest and what is being asked of him or her and the person's task within a plan. And if someone is really an observer, not simply an apprentice to observer, as soon as the individual sees, he or she is going to be, is identifies with and manifests what is seen. This kind of observer makes no comments, not even in regard to what was observed or in regard to what is being asked of him or her or even about himself or herself. Those who
que às vezes comment muito bons,
on themselves
muito agudos,
are those earthly observers, those humans, who sometimes are very good, very insightful, but real observers make no
si
comments,
mesmo,
no remarks about themselves
nada,
or about their tasks or about anything at all.
Que
they observe to see
basta.
What they are meant to be, and
todo
that's all.
Fica
the rest is surrendered.
Porque
and it's no use wanting to perceive, because things are so
rápidas,
active, things are so quick,
dinâmicas,
things are so dynamic,
observar,
that as soon as they have been observed,
pouco,
time has been wasted, because right away there is something else to be observed. This is the world
nada,
of the observers, which is of no use on the level where you listen to a voice
agora,
from the cosmos.
Terra,
now, if you are listening to voices
mentes,
from the earth, the voices
mundos,
of the minds, voices of the worlds, then it's a different case. But the voice of the cosmos has nothing to do with all these voices of the world,
humanas,
all these human voices,
mentais,
these mental voices,
então,
and so forth. So to be silent and to observe are two phrases
bem,
we know very well. And because
bem,
we know them very well humanly, we have the capacity to transcend them.
Nós temos condições
we are in conditions to transcend
calada,
these mute people, and we are in conditions to transcend these observers, because cosmically,
é outra coisa.
To be silent and to observe
o
means something else.
Esta
the book
o
has this energy.
Fala
from the first to the last page, the book
mas
speaks of these four things.
Que está ali é que nos impulsiona,
but it is the energy
cura,
present there that gives one the impulse, that heals one,
lento,
that cures one of
terrestre.
This sluggish earthly rhythm,
desta situação
that cures one
de
of this situation of ignorance, because we don't
calar.
Know how to observe and
não
we don't know how
devotos,
to be silent.
Não
we don't
humildes,
know how to be devoted. We don't know how
e
to be humble.
É
we don't
passo.
Know how to surrender ourselves.
Passo é este.
And this is the first step.
A sua trajetória
this is the
cósmica.
First step after which we can begin our cosmic journey. Question. The name
amar,
amar has a sound
R's.
Of the word
é
amar, love, amar in Portuguese.
Amar, verbo amar.
Except that the sound in a husky throaty double R is amar
R's.
And not the verb to love. The
isso
H
são letras, são sons
and the J in amar have this throaty sound.
Um
these are not letters, these are sounds.
R's
this is very important. The sound of
dois
a single
R's,
R penetrates in one
R's,
way.
R's,
the sound of the double R as a throaty
penetração.
H penetrates in a different way.
É interessante porque o livro fala de números, fala
it's
de
interesting
sons,
because
fala
the book refers
12,
to numbers, it refers to sounds, it mentions
é
7 and 12, but it does not explain anything. It doesn't
é como se você soubesse
explain anything because we ourselves have
um
to get there. It is though
no qual você pode chegar
one
através
knew
dos números,
that there is a world one could reach through numbers.
Aí, se você
that's
já
all.
Sabe que tem um
so
mundo
when we know that there is a world we can
números,
enter through numbers,
é suficiente.
That suffices.
Todo o resto você vai encontrar no seu
all
interior,
the rest we will find inwardly.
Encontrar à medida que você
or
faz o seu trabalho interno.
As we carry out our
lá.
Inner work, we will get
assim
there.
Como se instrutor deste quilate,
if a teacher
fala de sons,
of this caliber
ele não vai
who
tocar
speaks
uma
of
coisa
sounds
ouvir.
Will
ele
not play something for us to
e
hear,
você vai chegar lá.
But will speak about the
você
sounds and we will get there.
Trabalho,
you will get there through your work, through your quest. You will get there
devoção,
through your
e
devotion
humildade.
And through your humility.
É assim o livro.
This is what the book manifests.
Muito bem, vamos então
very
ouvir
well.
A Aurora.
Let us listen to Aurora.
Thank you.
essence. Aurora. Aurora summons the beings of the world to purify their feelings, to be pilgrims on earth, to shift from badness to goodness. Hail, Aurora. To shift from badness to goodness. Summons the beings of the world to purify their feelings, to be pilgrims on earth, to shift from badness to goodness, to shift from badness to goodness. Hail, Aurora. Healing essence.